the meeting. Meeting to order. Roll call. Ms. Coon.
Present.
Mr. McRae.
Here.
Mr. Robinson.
Here.
Mr. Malone.
Here.
We do have a quorum. I don't see anyone from the public. If you had an opportunity to view the minutes from the last meeting, ask for a motion for approval.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Purchase approvals are being circulated. They're going to hear from animal control. Mr. Corner, he's with us today.
Madam Chairman, thank you for your time. We are have a resolution to purchase a radio system for one of our squad cars. This is a combination radio. It also controls the lights and the siren in one system. It's a replacement. It is not an addition to. It is coming out of capital outlay. We have money in our budget to purchase this radio for the squad cars. We respect submitting that to you today.
Thank you, Mr. Corner. The request is for $5,603.34 for the radio equipment as explained by Mr. Nye. May I have a motion for approval?
Make motion.
There's been motion.
Second.
Second. Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Ms. Coon?
Yes.
So moved.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else for us today, Ms. Coon? Are there any questions from this committee, from Mr. Nye? If not, thank you, sir. The sheriff's office.
I don't think we really have anything other than you want to bring up that contract.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
We have a resolution for an intergovernmental agreement between the sheriff's office and the county and Collinsville, Edwardsville, Troy, and Highland for the computer-aided dispatch system. This is the system that a couple of months ago we approved the resolution to upgrade. The four communities took the agreement through their city councils, got approval, and now we're taking action at the county board. If there's any questions on the details, operations, or whatever, these guys could answer them.
Is there any cost to it, or is it a...
Well, we already approved the cost side of that.
There's no new cost. No new cost.
No.
Yeah.
Just everybody that we indicated was, we anticipated was going to come on, have come on. And we're exploring getting other people on board as well. And I think getting these people on, like Joe mentioned, Collinsville, Edwardsville, Highland, Troy, will just make it that much easier to get the other entities on board as well.
Have the city councils all voted?
We also have Grand City, Glen Carbon, and Maryville as part of the New World system already, and the County Sheriff's Department, which includes Godfrey Patrol.
Grand City and who?
Maryville and Glen Carbon. They've been on the system.
So who are we further exploring with? Are you at liberty to say what other communities are thinking about getting on?
Actually, Alton just expressed an interest within the past week. But the ones that are actually coming on are the ones Joe identified there, and we've got a full corridor from Granite City all the way up to Highland with these four coming on board here, and it will certainly enhance the interoperability between agencies and data sharing and record sharing, and it's CAD and records and corrections, and we also, the agencies that can take advantage of it will be fire and EMS also, that will, fire records are included in this contract, as well as dispatching for the new system that we're getting will incorporate fire, EMS, and police all into there in a smooth way to do it.
See, the initial proposal on this to those departments that just came on is one thing. Once they're there, once they see this system, I think the word of mouth, Troy talking to Alton, Maryville talking to Wood River, will get those others to come on board.
When do you anticipate it to be all up and running?
It should be middle of next year, most likely. After the resolution today and the board meeting coming up, the county board meeting, they will start ordering the servers that will be required, And then by the time that gets installed, that will be probably after the first of the year, maybe even mid-January. As everything gets configured and they start the training, you know, possibly late March, and that would really be hopeful for anybody to be up and running. But I'd say by next summer, we could say that probably at least a couple of the agencies will be up and running on the system. And by that time, too, we should be getting some more. You mentioned Alton. That's just the idea that Alton has come forward and expressed an interest is a huge step, because they really were reluctant before. And as they see the project moving forward, I'm sorry?
That was my understanding, that they were kind of reluctant to get involved.
Yes, now I'm not suggesting that they're ready to come on board, but they have expressed an interest here now. So that in itself was encouraging.
Now, this is something that we'll have to vote on every year. I mean, because there'll be a fee every year. The councils, the city councils, and the county board will vote on this every year, or is this just the only time we vote on it?
This is the only time. This agreement runs until 2019.
I think it's like a 7 year, isn't it?
Seven years. Now, what we'll bring back to the board is any additions, any other communities that jump on will have the same intergovernmental agreement.
Are there any additional questions? Joe, do you have the resolution for us to see? You heard the request for the resolution for intergovernmental agreement for the computer-aided dispatch records. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion.
It's been motioned.
I'll second it.
And second. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any additional questions for the sheriff's office? Or do you have anything else for us? No, it doesn't have money on it.
No.
Okay. I would like to, before we leave the sheriff's item, I would like to, if I may, share, thank you for all of your years of service to this committee and to this county. I respect your professionalism, and thank you for all that you did to help us.
I mean,
his last meeting.
I spoke to the Judiciary Committee and gave them my adios, so to speak, only because I won't be able to be at the Judiciary meeting in November. I plan to speak to this group at the November meeting, because I will be back. I'll be out of town for the Judiciary meeting, but I'll be back in town for this meeting.
Okay.
But now that Gussie brought it up, I mean, come December 1, I will be leaving, and I certainly appreciate the cordial atmosphere of cooperation that I received from both Judiciary and the Public Safety Committee. I mean, it goes without saying that the Sheriff's Office couldn't operate unless we had a good working relationship with the County Board. And I found that to always be cordial. I can't recall the last time we had a disagreement between the County Board and the Sheriff's Office, and I appreciate that, and I'll miss that, but I'll see you at the November meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Assuming I get back to the other thing.
Okay. Okay. License investigator.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chairman. No violations reported this month, however, something very notable. As Sheriff Hertz and Major Wells met with the owners of the Perez Cantina. As you've seen over the summer, we've had a variety of incidents coming from that location. The sheriff and Captain Waller, Major Wells, met with them, and they've actually forfeited their liquor license, so they no longer will be operating from that location. As far as ongoing incidents, the majority of them this month I sent you via email were at the Perez Cantina. One of them involved a knife fight. Some people got hurt seriously at that location. One that wasn't in your report, but trickled in after I made the report, was there was a noise incident. Another band playing at the Doc Holliday's bar. So that one was also not actually in my report to you, but that occurred in the month of September.
That's going to be never ending, right?
Well, there's something we can do about that. If we can continue noise complaints, which my understanding before I was with this committee is that we've gotten quite a few of them. They have an active special use permit on that bar. We can certainly inquire that special use permit. You know, if it's an ongoing nuisance, we can initiate a revocation process of that. Of that special use permit to operate that bar. That's something in our repertoire. If that's ongoing, that's something I could certainly echo to the Public Planning Development Committee, make sure they're aware of the impacts that place is having on the neighbors.
Yeah.
believe we have one application.
We have one new application. Yes.
Is that
It's called Wigglers. It was previously being operated as Leroy's. It's in Holiday Shores on St. James Road. He's been through the process satisfactorily.
Zoning. They were approved for a special use back in August for a North Operator Bar there, and that went to the September County Board, and it was approved. So they are in conformance with zoning as well.
You heard the request for this new application on the Wigglers.
You sound
like it's kind of hard for me to say that without, you know. But what's your, may I have a motion?
This is this is a liquor license application?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make a motion.
Where is it?
Holiday Shores.
St. James Road.
St. James.
Oh, okay.
It was there before, got a different name.
Oh, but it was something different. Okay.
Isn't that what it is?
Mark
Vanderbilt.
Mark Vanderbilt.
He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy. He's the head guy at Casino Queen, actually.
That's regardless of the name, but
he's a good friend of mine. I don't think, I wonder if it was named Wigglers before.
It's not like it
wasn't.
No, it's been named many things before.
Okay, may I have a motion for approval of this license?
I make a motion.
Second.
It's motion and second?
I get that point.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Do we have anything else for committee today?
One last item is we have received both Jennifer's office and the health department, a family member of the Perez Cantina is inquiring about doing some type of family restaurant there. They would have to be in conformance with zoning and all the health codes if they were to pursue that. At this point, we haven't received any formal or serious application to do this. So you know the property is on B3 Highway Business District. That is a permitted use there, but they'd have a lot of code. Talk with the health department today. I was on the phone with Mary Cooper. It sounds like they'd have a lot of health-related codes to bring to conformance before it got that far, and I'd be more than happy to provide this committee with updates as that, if that plays out.
The question would be, too, would we give them a liquor license?
Right, that's also something we wouldn't.
Just because they're a restaurant, then we could start all over again, or limit their hours or something.
Yeah, isn't
that the one that
You know, so a special use permit, like you mentioned that with Doc Holliday's, so that's been a bar forever.
Right.
I mean, it was the New Moon, right?
Before that.
For like 50 years, I mean, a long time. Right. And so they don't really have, I'm not sure there's how to frame the question, but so that they don't have a liquor license that they have a special use permit for?
Yeah, if it's a dedicated bar where like more than 50% of what they're, you know, as far as seating is dedicated specifically for a bar use, that's what triggers a need for a liquor license or a special use permit.
Oh, okay.
Both establishments, a restaurant and a bar, would require one. And that's where it kind of becomes a little convoluted because you think of like Applebee's or, you know, restaurants, which Apple also have a bar and a restaurant.
Right.
What we do is require a floor plan, a serious floor plan saying and showing where the dedicated restaurant seats are at versus, you know, a bar establishment. So if a restaurant, like as an example, we had one on Highland here, the Blue Springs, I forget the name of it, a couple months ago that we approved. They provided a floor plan and there was no bar, it was entirely, you know, a restaurant.
Okay.
Those folks don't require a special use permit.
They just get a liquor license.
They can get the liquor license, the type A liquor license. That's the ones that are dedicated specifically for a bar use or tavern that require the hearing process.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
The one that we just approved, Mark Vanville's, the one on Holiday Shores.
Correct.
I've never been there, but that was a wasn't that a bar before, and the reason now he's making it a restaurant
Right. Well, it's going to be both, but he's going to have more 50%, actually right down the middle. He's going to have a bar and a restaurant use, so we went ahead and played it safe. Let's go do it and do the special use for the bar. And that's really what he's marketing towards. He's like, it's more of a bar than a restaurant. It's going to be more finger food, bar food, anything else.
Do they have to go through a lot, say, when the ownership in a place like that changes?
And special uses, unlike a variance, special uses go with the owner. So if he were to sell to me, I couldn't just get started right away. I'd have to apply for the same process.
Doc Holliday's problem is the band is outside, right?
Right, Well, in the latest report I got, even they were playing inside, and it could still be heard from the exterior, according to our deputy. So, I mean,
did they have the garage doors open?
I don't know, not having ever frequented there. But that's something we can certainly address as far as they're making noise both inside and outside enough to create a nuisance for the neighbors.
So has it happened where someone purchased a place and then whenever the ownership changes, when they go through this, they have a problem because, you know, I mean, what if a guy purchases a place and then everything doesn't pass?
Well, that's why I'd hope that they would do their diligence and realize that
they have to study what they're getting.
Yeah, I mean, I always advise people that bar or whatever the use is that, you know, do a contingent contract upon approval of whatever this happens
to
be. Because the last thing I want is someone to purchase it and not be able to do what they want.
Right.
And usually anytime they contact me about a plan for the license, I refer them immediately to Derek because that's also the lengthiest part of the process is going through the zoning to make sure they're aware
Don't think of those things.
Do we have
any additional questions or comments?
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure.
Emergency management.
Got your question. We just have one resolution. It's not involving a purchase or any money. This is just to adopt the hazard mitigation plan that we have been working on, that we presented. We had an open discussion period for that, and we also had a public open meeting night at our office. It's been posted on the papers. We had no complaints from the public on changing it or anything, and now the plan is complete, and it's been approved by the state and federal government, so it just has to be adopted by the county and all the municipalities that participated.
You hear the request from emergency management for the resolution adopting the multi-hazard mitigation plan. Can I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you. Do you have anything else for us this afternoon?
We do have an exercise coming up on November 6th. That will be our next one, and we're doing that in conjunction with several municipalities, but it's in the first planning stages at the moment. That's really all we have coming up at the moment.
What's going to be?
We are doing a winter storm exercise, and we're actually doing it in conjunction. We have done one in the past. Southern Illinois University Carbondale has a master's program for emergency management, and actually the East Walton Fire Chief is a student in that program right now, and he's going to be doing his project in conjunction with our office for this exercise.
They had something in Bethalto, like Friday night or Saturday? Did you see? Are you familiar with what? Yeah, they brought in like a tanker, overturned tanker. They simulated like a tanker truck overturning and onto a couple of cars. And
on a Friday night they simulated it.
Is on the airport property. Yeah, they had well, maybe it was Thursday night. It was late last week anyway.
Oh, it was the hazmat team training. Is it?
Might have been.
The airport also has their own separate fire department, too.
Okay.
And they also have hazmat specialists on their airport. So was it on airport property?
Yes.
Could have been their fire department doing their own training. But our county hazmat team does trainings like that all the time, too. But to my knowledge, there was not one that was sponsored by Madison County Hazmat that evening.
Okay. Yeah, it was quite a scene. They had like a tanker overturned on two or three cars, and then they had a couple more cars in the background piled up, and you know, they, yeah.
Yeah, our hazmat team trains with them and Phillips 66, and they do a lot of the kind of neat stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, are there any additional questions? Okay, thank you. 911.
Madam Chairman, other than the resolution that Mr. Brunny presented, I have nothing.
Are there any questions for the 911 office? You've had an opportunity to view the purchase request. May I have a motion for approval?
Approved.
Second.
Mr. Adler?
Aye.
Mr. Mamon?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. McRae?
Yes.
And Ms. Cohn?
Yes.
Do we have any new business to come before this committee today? If no new business, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Approved.
It's been moved. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.